That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and today is August 15th, 2021. We are really going to be influenced, and our way of life will change over the next 18 months, beginning in September. So where do you want to go in 2022? The first fortnight in 2022, something serious is sure to happen. I'm believing it's going to be the realignment and regeneration of how we use our money. I spoke about some of this last week, but a lot more information is coming in. And what we decide for ourselves between now, as August closes, into the end of December of 2021, will have a great influence on our regeneration. We have to decide what is necessary and what is compulsory, perhaps to our detriment, and then choose to let go of that which is our detriment. Mars and Venus change signs. Harmony could end a relationship. There could be an accident. There could be some critical anger and regretful actions. Now, I'm not saying that to be negative. I'm saying that to warn you about how these energies work so you can meditate on it and respond lovingly and correctly when the time comes. It's always good to know about when we're going to have trying times so that you can protect the ones you love, that you can be sensitive to the situation, and that you can learn to what they used to say is hold your horses. Neptune is in Pisces now, and is very, very dreamy and can really overshadow practicality and reality. Jupiter is an expansive Pisces, and the positive side is that you could be eager to learn, you could be eager to acquire, your dreams could come true. So I want you to allow yourself to be led by spirit. Health is always ruled by our emotions, so we have to use our abilities to think clearly. And of course, the way to do that is ongoing meditation. We want to move into the experience of light, the experience of wholeness of who you are. And we are going to have some major changes, as I said, starting in September of 2021. The opposition to our expansion and light will keep us in chaos. So where is this all taking us? Humanity is in a dilemma, and taking sides causes separation. What would happen if we joined together as a unit and began to work for the community? 2022 is a take action year. It's not only a take action year for us to take over our lives and steer them in the right direction, but it's also a take action year for the dark forces who are going to be imposing more restrictions and laws on us that we may really be unable to accept. You cannot ascend and go into the higher levels if you have no respect for others or animals or the earth. And all ego-based lower frequencies can trap you. Try not to become entangled with it. We can, moment by moment, change our future, direct our future, and create our future. And that is something that I'd like to talk about a little bit more so that people can understand how to do it. Others have to dissolve. They have to dissolve their desires. They have to dissolve the pain from their actions, and they have to dissolve their negativity. The light workers have to walk with and handle their new world. One beautiful energy field. And when you walk through it and you go into it, everything changes. We bring in kindness, we bring in love, and we bring in the need for community. There's no arguing, there's no conflict. There's sitting down with respect and love and working things out to a logical, loving conclusion. Don't you wish we could have that now? We're going to create it. We create illness as a species. And your DNA coils up when you are feeling fear and anger. And it expands with peace and love when you're feeling love, hope, and optimism. Are you ready to give all that power up? Are you ready to walk in separation, to walk in evil, to walk in darkness? Or would you rather adapt a principle, work with meditation, your blessed higher selves, and your invisible spirit guides to walk along this road? We have to walk along this road because this road is going to bring us out of our old ways and into the new. You've heard the term, there's a new world coming. Well, you know, God gives us the energies. We have to create with them that which we can create with them. And if you live anywhere on this planet, you need to listen and you need to bring in your light and your love, because this whole experience that we're going through will be worldwide, will be global. So let's see if we can tear it down and look inside and see what's coming. The darkness wants separation, more power, to rule us, and actually to do a lot of destroying, because that's what the darkness does. It destroys, and then it pretends to take over and say, I love you, I'm going to fix it, only to make matters worse. But love is in the fifth dimension. We can't go up an elevator. You just can't. You have to do it with your body, your soul, and your actions. And you can't go up an elevator if you're dwelling in fear. You are so powerful. You are so powerful in the mind. The mind is the ruler of your soul and your life destiny. And what you think is what you get. And if you can start to hang on to that and believe it, then you'll know that you can't afford to go into the lower energies because you'll create it instantly. Instantly. And you want to create your positive stuff. Fear and fearing darkness causes separation. Because you know what? There's always something. There's always something else to worry about. We're in the process of going into a huge transformation. Huge awareness of what is not working for us anymore. A new earth that renews itself. It's all conditioning. And it's all bringing the parts into a whole. That's the best thing. Bringing the parts into a whole. Knowing that if I'm thinking in New Hampshire and somebody else is thinking in England and somebody else is thinking in Germany, higher vibrations with love and making a better life for ourselves, those energies come together in the atmosphere and create a bubble of positive action. And that's why you are encouraged to move ahead with your meditations. Can you possibly think, no one has any power over me? No one has any power over me unless I allow it. I am my power. No one has any power over me unless I allow it. So we're going to start neutralizing the energies in a space of health, joy, abundance. And we're going to lavish a business. We're going to paint a picture of what we want to create, and we're going to master it. You don't have to suffer anymore. Yes, natural disasters will come, and they are not as bad as has been predicted. So we're working at upgrading our consciousness to have great compassion, to be there for others, and to work with the community in unity, the best for all concerned. We have to master this key system to focus on positive changes and to understand the power within us, within all of us, and use that power for whatever comes to you. This is how we create health and healing. We are going through a great awakening, new discoveries, and this movement moves forward in August. So we need to harness the positive and move forward. Uranus is in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus, which loves beautiful things. It loves to have money and splendor. It loves to give gifts. It has talents like the voice and art. It has passion and wonderful dreams. So we have to learn how to adapt all of this thinking while Uranus goes through Taurus. In our life, in our service to others, in our exchanges, to do business, to earn a living, our freedom, what you own, we need to start a regular meditation practice so that we can learn how to put together in balance all of these gifts and talents from Venus in order to keep them positive, uplifting, and to enjoy them. Meditate on how to put together so we don't get involved in fear. How can we resonate together? This is going to be the role of 2022. Now, there's going to be quite an upset happening around December 24th that will lead into the new year. And next year, we even have more of a roller coaster ride. The awareness that everything is bouncing up and down. And there's a myriad of possibilities. So don't look for permanence in anything that you do. Just enjoy each day, enjoy loving, and enjoy being in the energies, but there's no permanence in 2022. When choosing a partner, if that's what you need to do in 2022, you need to harmonize. Do you want a boyfriend or do you want a partner? Do you want somebody who's clear, who you know loves you, who works and works hard, who could be a little bit boring, but loyal? Or do you want Mr. Handsome Stranger, who's all over the place? You never know when you're going to see him, but when you do see him, it's always a high, it's always good, but he could disappear for good. Which journey are you on? Which set of possibilities do you want? Next year, work will change dramatically. Doing the work you don't like at all or that you hate to do will go away. And what can you do to replace it? What is the system that you have that's special to you? We're all born with special talents. Banks will be printing money out as fast as they can. They're printing money of air. They're erasing our resources and putting us in great danger. The danger is inflation, and maybe many of you don't remember inflation. What can we do? We're heading for a crash. We can have some discomfort with it. People say, I don't know what's coming. If I expect discomfort, then I can't sleep. And when I can't sleep, I'm endangering my body with illness. So how can I feel comfortable and safe when so much is happening so fast? Well, ask yourself this. What do you treasure? Make a list. Create a blog with these items on it. It's better to be early than late. It's better to know and be aware than not to be aware and get hit in the head with, oh my God, I didn't see this coming. You can learn how to go within, how to better yourself, and how to show your value. Ownership is important. What is precious and why? We may not be able to carry it all. If you were caught in an earthquake or your house was on fire, what are the things that you would want to take out and escape with? Ask yourself that. Meditate on that. See what your body tells you. It might really surprise you. So it's time to go through everything, and it's time to let go of that which we don't need. Give to charity. Offer your abundance. Give away things. Go through your stuff. Release it and let it go. What are you a slave to? What is it that you don't like or enjoy around you? And what gives you a sense of upliftness? Could it be flowing water of a lake? Could it be a soft rain? Could it be the sun shining on your flowers? What gives you upliftment? And what are you a slave to? Remember, this is fixed energy that's coming. Let's talk a little bit about currencies. What do you want to make for your life? Too much money doesn't help you. 2022, you will see more of the plan to strip you of that which you have had forever and ever. We will be consuming a lot of electricity. And what's going on in banking? Banking is going to change completely. Taurus is practical. It tells you to buy gold and silver, get to something physical, something that you can hold. We have many uncertainties and illusions. We have no bank safety. Don't put your money in safety deposit boxes because you won't be able to go to the bank to get it out. Make sure you have cash in the house if cash is still viable because the ATM machines will close down. You have to place your values and that which you trade with outside the banking system. I have been saying this for years. Find a credit union. Find something that doesn't involve the banking system. People say real estate, markets can change on a dime. We're going to have riots, uprising, weather problems. We're going to need to feel resilient, but not out of fear. You have to do as much as you can to prepare. You have to know your medications. You have to have an extra pair of glasses, warm clothing, a backup of some source of power, because there's going to be many, many sudden changes. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know the community. All of you together will have all kinds of different wonderful ideas on what you can do. Think about what's important. Food, vitamins, nutrients, because we're going to have a shift with ownership and a shift with a lot of things in 2022. We will go to smaller houses, and there won't be any traveling for a while. You're just going to have to accept that. So what can you build up in your local community? Well, you can smile when you walk down the street, and you can talk with others, make a conversation, let the people know that you are alive, and let the older people know that they're not alone. They have the community. The last time we had Uranus in Taurus was in 1934 to 1942, and of course that was the time of the Great Depression. You need to prepare yourself psychologically for the upsets. And right now, the pot is boiling. It is not simmering. Only buy something that you'll be happy to hold if the market shuts down for 10 years. In many ways, these changes are a good thing. It helps us see our values. It helps us face change. It helps us know our neighbors. And it also helps us realize that we have got to expand our thinking system into everyone's thinking system. There's only one planet Earth. There's lots of millions of people that live on it. And your job, your duty, is to make living space around you loving, comforting, and warm-hearted. And that's going to help you with these changes. So let's go to the physical level. Let's go to the big shift at the end of 2021 coming into 2022. Remember, the more you give, the more you get, even if you go over to some person's house and fix them dinner. We have a green deal. We have an energy that's coming that wants more, more, more. And everything is changing because our human values are changing. The ego is not satisfied. E-G-O, easing God out. But this is also a very spiritual time. What qualities do you want to develop? What are the gifts that you want to develop? What's in your garden and what's in the garden of your heart? I did write a book called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. It's on Amazon.com. You might want to read it. It's really, I think, my favorite book. We need calmness, humor, resilience, gratitude, wisdom, care, and joy. Where do you come from? What's in your heart? And I'll give you a little tip for 2022. Walk away from jobs that don't respect or honor you. You cannot afford to have internal turmoil because so much change is happening so fast that your subconscious system is overloaded, and it will be even more overloaded. But at least you can wake up in the morning and stretch and take in the sunshine and love your day and go from there, because that will be very helpful for you. As you begin to set your daily meditations and begin your new life, your vibration will change. It will be uplifted. Be aware of what energy you're emanating. As we change our intention, you can also change your reality. You can raise your vibration to higher levels and experience health, happiness, and joy. Keep stretching yourself. Become more resilient. Get out of that comfort zone. Be calm. Be peaceful. You will need to get used to living in uncertainty. Every day is an adventure. The Taurus energy system is waking you up. You can only become truly accomplished when you are doing something that you love, when you feel you are doing something special, and you do it stretched out, that it's unique, that it's you, and that it fulfills you, and that when people see it, they will love it. Set these new intentions. Prioritize your life. This will help you change your entire frequency. It may even make you want to change relationships, not see some people so often that bring you down, but be around people that raise you up. You can design yourself to what Mother Nature has planned for you and is wanting you to do. And remember one more thing. The coronavirus episode that we've all been through is just a dress rehearsal. America has fallen into a death cycle in these last days. Next, we're going to be going through economic chaos. So we'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side of our commercial break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll be back shortly. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out with BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of August 16th through August 22nd, 2021. If the summer has been disappointing to you, do not get discouraged, because it's time to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. A spirit of cooperation, diplomacy, and romance returns this week. The air and earth elements are the strongest now, and you can bring your ideas into earthly manifestation. Mercury and Mars are aligned now in pragmatic Virgo. You can accomplish a lot in your small tasks now, especially if you're willing to go to work. Virgo likes to make lists of everything that you want to accomplish. And there is help from Venus in Libra, making harmonious trines to Saturn in idealistic Aquarius this week. This is a better business combination than it is for personal relationships, although it does support diplomacy, establishing better boundaries with people. Venus is still in harmony with Saturn on Monday morning, so it's a good time to get to work early. Venus moves into her favorite sign of Libra, while the Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Neptune are in their own home signs. This is a can-do week filled with power and performance. On Tuesday, it would be wise to do important tasks early because mental Mercury opposes Neptune later on in the day. Now, that combination can make mistakes, or it can just make you want to take a nap. It's a great day to have an energetic renewal because of the Sagittarian moon trying the Leo sun and sextiling Jupiter. It's time to begin to work on all those desires that you want to manifest. Get your body moving under the Aries moon on Wednesday and Thursday. Aries presents an energetic movement for action, and it's a great day to get your projects done. With the conjunction of Mercury and Mars, you will receive some very strong, uplifting vibes, with a productive moon bestowing a series of motivation and enthusiasm to your work projects. It's great energy. Also on Thursday morning, there's some deep thinking to your research, and going beyond superficial conversations is supported. Friday is defined by some lightning quick thoughts that can easily bring innovative solutions to any task at hand. The moon's trine to Venus promotes teamwork without feelings of petty competition getting in the way. When the moon conjuncts Saturn early in the evening, everyone can feel satisfied with a job well done. Friday and Saturday are mixed energies between a Taurus moon that wants to accomplish something and some minor planetary aspects that are not so motivated. So you'll do a little work and then you'll rest, and then you do a little bit more work and rest again. On Sunday, the Leo full moon conjuncts Jupiter, and it bids farewell to a joyful Sun in Leo and a nice summer before the Sun begins its annual journey through hard-working Virgo later in the day. This is a great time to harmonize your own individual needs with the demands of the greater social collective. Mars trine to Uranus later on Sunday finishes out the week's self-enhancing, fruitful energy. This will be an energetic, high-moving, productive, good-planning week. Clear out your to-do list by taking care of all those chores you've been putting off and getting ready to finish up your duties. Then, prepare to go back to work with the coming Virgo energies. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's teaching program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a mark, or a pound, a buck, or a pound. This world, it makes the world go around, that clinking, clanking sound. Connects the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich, you feel like a knight at the game. You can pay for the escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring
ting-ling
for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you go and find a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover all your 14-carat yacht.
What?
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the go round of sad people's ashore and being poor.
Money, money, money. Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money.
When you haven't any coal in your stove and you freeze in the winter and you're close to the bin that you crave. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds on your weight. When you're gonna get a word of advice from the fat little plastic, he will tell you to love people more. But when hunger comes to rap, rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat at the window.
At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Hunger.
See how love flies out the door. Money makes a bird go round, the bird go round, the bird. Money makes a bird go round, the clinking, clanking silver.
Money, 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 money. Get a little, money, 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 money.
Mark again, a fun for a bounce. That clinking, clanking, clunking sound is all that makes a bird go round. It makes a bird go round.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And that was Liza Minnelli and Joel Gray with Money Makes the World Go Around, which is kind of a part of this message, although I would like to bring it up to a higher level. But we'll finish with William. He will tell us that we're now in the hour of blue, and we definitely are. The hour of blue is erasing guilt, shame, and fear, having a stronger vibration for yourself, and uplifting mankind as well as your own life. We're on our way. We've got this. So let's have a little bit of what's coming in 2022. Now, all of this really began in March of 2021, March 14th and 15th, when they printed billions of dollars of money, and they are going out and spending it big time. So we certainly are in for changes that we're not expecting. And I do expect the first change that's coming on September 22nd, 2021, when the feds may announce that we are going into a negative interest system, which of course will take our money out of the bank, and we will have to pay the bank interest to hold our funds. This has been done before in this country, and it's also been done in Germany, Switzerland, Venezuela, and Argentina, and I'm sure other areas as well. Of course, it's a scheme to pay the country back for all that it has overspent, and it will slowly start taking money out of your bank. So we are going to have the supply of physical money limited. We're going to be going into economic chaos, and the secret of power is lawlessness. Unfortunately, all the lawlessness that has happened in 2020 and 2021 has been ignored. None of us know what the results will be that's been happening at the Mexican-American border, but it can't be good. It has gotten out of hand, and there are more criminals and sick people released in this country than we need, and they're all being bused to your town, to your city, and no one seems to want to do anything about it. All of this craziness really has to come to a stop, and let's hope that it does soon. The root cause of this financial idea starts with the Founding Fathers, and you can find out about that in the history books. We're going to start our own cryptocurrency, which I explained to you last week, the Fedcoin. No state shall mandate anything too tender except gold and silver. That was in 1875, and I think it's in our Constitution. Nixon abandoned the gold standard in the 70s. So we no longer have our money backed by gold. And the statement on the dollar bill was taken off, that it was guaranteed in gold tender at that time. The money supply will undergo a huge transformation. We're going to go all electronic, no cash. Paper cash will become illegal, of course, because it spreads COVID. And a lot of other statements will be made about why we can't have cash. This gives the government total and complete control of everything. It gives it massive advantages because they profit from tracking you. They want to know where you're spending your money and how. And if they don't like the way you spend your money, they will turn your account off, just like they have done in Twitter and in Facebook. It's a massive power grab and absolutely the end of privacy. The way they're going to do it is people will have to have gold, and they'll take their gold bar to the bank, and the bank will give them something that looks like a credit card so that they can draw money, either at a bank or on a machine that accepts the new kind of credit card. But there will be no credit allowed. There will be no credit cards. You will have to just stay with the gold, gold and silver. This is going to go on for a while. And there will be lots of criminals scamming you. There will be tax thieves, people that will hack into your account and be able to take the money out. I'm telling you this because I do feel that this is a power grab and that this is going to happen. I don't know how we can stop it, but I hope that we can. And this is not going to be just in this country, the United States. It's going to be global. Money will become global. It will become electronic. You will not be able to have any money in any other way that will count. Paper money can become illegal, and that's what's ahead for a while, until we have an uprising and make the changes. This is what they're trying to slip through. I'm telling you this tonight because I want you to be aware of what's coming and what people are trying to do. And I want you to be aware that we need to bring about big, powerful changes now in order to stop this from advancing. It's always good to have a heads up when we get into confusion. Remember, I do give personal readings worldwide. And if you wanted to make an appointment and know more about this and your chart and how it all fits with your life, I have a 24-hour answering service. That's 201-934-8986. Leave a message and we'll get back to you. We have allowed this new government in 6 months to tell us who we are as American people. They have defamed us, slandered our ancestors in history. They have trashed our founding documents and principles. I believe they are people who hate the country in which they live, and most of them have never been overseas to find out how other people live. So many things have been erased that we treasure, including our religion, our holidays, the way we think, the way we've been taught. Our schools have been invaded with terrible Marxist lies, and we go on and on and on. We've got to be able to stand up to these people, or what I have said here will follow. Electronic money benefits no one except the government. Believe me, you will never know what it's like to be without freedom unless we go onto electronic money and ban our paper money. Yes, I know a lot of things have to be fixed. And yes, it's very sad that we were taken off the gold system and put into credit. There is so much credit going on that's way, way, way above anybody's ability to fix it at this point. So the banks will go to negative interest rates and they will start taking money out of your savings and out of your bank so that they can pay back the debt. And you will be told that it's the right thing to do, that it's American, and all of those things. So find a place to put your money out of the banking system, whatever it is. I don't have all the answers, and I'm sure that you don't. We can buy gold and silver, but we certainly don't want it confiscated. So it's a puzzlement, and I will be doing another show on this that perhaps can bring some stronger answers. Remember, I receive this from Spirit. I don't receive this from other people. And it has not been easy to hear it and to deliver it to you. The first part of this show has been very positive. It's told you what you need to do. Meditate. Take the hand of your blessed higher self. Know that you are loved. Know that you are safe. And work on keeping that vibration as high as you can. And you will pass through this, I promise. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the end of our show. I have lined up for you a brand new meditation that I wrote this afternoon to guide you through, and hopefully you can use it more than once. It's time to get ready for our meditation now. We start with William Vitalis telling us that we're in the time of blue, the moment of blue. Then we have the meditation, and we close with Richard Shulman, who tonight brings forth the high vibration of allowing heaven on earth. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Next week I'll be with Frank St. James. Thank you for listening, and good night.
When lightfall turns all into blue, now is the time when shadows turn back into blue. Ocean of light, who dips the air into changing tides so still? Now is the hour. Touching you, for I would drink of the water and light that you give each day in the hour of
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Give yourself love, then pass it on. You've got this. Sit in a comfortable position. You can sit in a chair, or you can lay down with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And then another, and one more deep breath. Release the breath. Allow yourself to focus on your shadow side. You know, the place holding the darkness, fright, and fear. The place resisting change and flexibility. Whatever you are going through right now, please remember that you do have the tenacity to get through it. Whatever spirit and your blessed higher self has dropped into your lap, you can work through it. And why have you been asked to go through this experience, whatever it is? You've been asked to move through and out of your old ways of thinking and being. You've been asked to grow. To move you out of suffering and struggling. To move you out of lack or feelings of lack. To move you out of conditioned love. To move you out of jealousy and fear. Spirit doesn't want you in that, and you don't want you in that. It all looks like emotional pain, and sometimes it just plain looks like uncomfortableness. Sometimes it looks like some things that we don't want to go through, and so we judge it. We say, no, 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 no. This is not what it's supposed to be. This is not how life is supposed to go. I do not want to go through this. But you're not remembering that your higher self and your guides have dropped this into your lap, into your reality, in order to catapult you into the new. And that's just what this is, the new. What is the new? The new is more love, unconditional love. The new you is more freedom, more peace, more abundance, more joy. That's what your higher self and you are bringing into being right now. That's what's called the human collective. The mass consciousness is bringing this into being right now. Ascension. Knowing the fifth dimension and unconditional love. We're moving out of old versions of ourself and into new versions of ourself. It's not always been fun, and it's definitely not always been easy. But we've got this. I promise you. Just flip your consciousness. Somewhere out there, someone really needs to hear this meditation tonight, as well as to participate in this meditation. You are not a victim. Choose. Take a deep breath. Feel your entire body relax. Take another deep breath. Now choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that all of this is not a mistake. Choose to see the experience as a lesson. Choose to allow your blessed higher self to take your hand and lead. Take a deep breath. Choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that this is not a mistake. Your higher self does have your hand right now. Choose to hear your inner voice. It's saying to you, please listen to me. Please trust that sometimes the universe has your feelings uncomfortable. Sometimes feeling uncomfortable with your emotions is how the universe moves you into the next level. The next level of unveiling your true self. It's how we move you into greater abundance, greater creativity, greater freedom, greater peace, greater joy. Together, We've got this. Your blessed higher self, you, as well as your inner child. Breathe deeply and know that you've got this. Spirit promises you, I promise you, and you promise you. You've got it. Feel the light surround you. Feel the light lightly kissing and warming your head. Throughout every upcoming day, stop and give yourself a hug. Do that now in your mind. Give yourself a hug. And in doing so, turn yourself on. If you are depressed and laying in bed, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are getting into disagreements or fights with other people, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are sad or scared or just don't know what to do, give yourself a hug for being human. It's certainly not easy right now. In this new decade, it is really not easy. And we deserve to honor ourselves for being human. Give yourself more love. Give yourself more empathy. And then turn around and give this hug to others. Give them a light hug to help them move along without fear. All of us are moving through crazy times. If you're not comfortable hugging a person physically, then visualize them in front of you and hug them with your mind. They'll feel it. They'll get it. Yes, we are going through very crazy times. You are not alone, but you've got this. And always, please remember that what you've got is the tenacity, the power, the strength to get through this. And it's partly because of what you're going through right now, right this minute today. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a long, loving hug. And remember, you are loved by the divine. You are never alone. You are supported. You are protected. And you are watched over. Be aware and be alert. You are always loved. And may we send peace out to all the other worlds and all the other beings. Take a deep breath. Relax and listen for the music upcoming by our beloved Richard Schulman.